as are your prayers tonight. I'd like to talk to you about light, the value of light, God's light, both natural and spiritual. And I get a little glimpse of how much God valued light when I look at the story in Genesis 1. The second verse, it says the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Going to need to be something done about darkness. So God did something about it. Third verse, he said, let there be light. And there was light. That's all he needed to do to produce light. And you know, for many years I have thought that's when the sun and the moon came into existence. Not so. This was the first day. The sun and the moon were not created until the fourth day. Light came, was produced just by God's word and existed. And because it goes on and says, God saw the light. It was good. He divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Then we look on over, it's in the 14th verse, when the sun and the moon come into existence. You know, God was not dependent on the sun being there to produce light. He only gave his word and there was light. It's hard for me to imagine it. It's going to take the sun. It's going to take something to give off light. Not then it didn't. And that helped me to understand something else in the Bible that seems to be a mystery. You know, it says in the third chapter of 2 Peter that all this is going to be dissolved. Well, what about the sun? You know, in Revelations, I'd like to look at this verse. Revelations 21 and the 23rd verse. You know, because we think of the natural sun to be so important today. You know, this starts giving us a little glimpse of heaven. It says the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. There's another verse in 22 and 5. There shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. Yes. You know what? Sometimes we think there are a lot of things to worry about. And we can look at the world around us and it'll tell us you need to worry about some things. Here's something. If you're running short on stuff to worry about, here's something. Scientists are saying this about the sun. Said it's about 4.6 billion years old, and it's burned up half of its hydrogen. Now, I just got to thinking, who told them a billion years ago what was left in it? But they say we've burned up half of it. It's going to be used up in another 5 billion years. It's going to be over with, if you want something to worry about. And there are, you know, when will there be a crusade? It's time for man to save the sun. You know, man is worried right now. We're not going to do the two of them together because right now he's worried about global warming. And man is needed to take care of this problem. You know what, folks? When we get a glimpse of who God is, that light came just from him speaking, and it was there for a few days before he ever decided, okay, I'll put the sun out there to go ahead and take care of it now. I am so thankful that God is in control. I want to give you just a little picture. It says the sun is the closest star to the earth. We're just looking at natural now, and I believe spiritual is so much more valuable. But I think it's good for me to see how big God was when he just took care of the natural. It says it's the closest star to the earth. It's 864,000 miles in diameter. You know, we think we're really something here on Earth. If you could pop the top off the sun and start throwing some Earths in there, it says it will take 1.3 million of us to fill it up. Earth, we feel like it is really big. It said you start chunking them in there and it's going to take 1.3 before you fill up the size of the sun. 93 million miles from Earth, a surface temperature of 10,000 degrees. And scientists would try to explain to you how it came into existence. Just happened to be. The distance that was needed. You know, there's times in the summertime I think, please, no closer. This is, you remember a few years ago? I think it was like 115 degrees for many days. And I would come home and just step out of the car and it feel like you're just going to melt. You're just going to burn up. Yes. You know what? God has all that in control. He is in control of the natural light. I am very thankful for that. I was thinking of the plague that he brought on Egypt. You know what? He is in control of light, and he's also in control of the dark. When he decided, okay, I've got another plague that I'm going to do. And he said there was darkness in Egypt. It was so dark that it could be felt. Now that's dark. It said they didn't even come out of their house for 3 days. But at the same time, just down the road a little ways, it said all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. You know what? We're living in some dark times today. And sometimes we can get fearful of what the future holds for us all. If we could just realize, you know what? God takes care of the natural sunlight. And he will also take care of the spiritual sunlight. I'd like for us to look at the spiritual sunlight tonight. There is a song, and I'd like for us to sing it together. Number 84. There is a sunlight that is more important, and I love seeing the sun today. It seemed like we need to take a picture because you look at the weather forecast and it says it won't be back for quite some time. But it is nothing compared to this sunlight. Number 84. Walking in sunlight all of my journey over the mountains through the deep vale. Jesus has said I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises. Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and God. He is the light, in him is no darkness. Ever I'm walking close to his Son. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises. Jesus is mine. In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above, singing his praises, gladly I'm walking. Sunlight of love, heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praise. God is in control tonight of the natural sunlight. And I am so thankful that He has plenty of spiritual sunlight for us. There was a woman, Fanny Crosby, blind. Natural sunlight would do her no good. But I want to tell you, she got a taste of this heavenly sunlight that caused her to be able to rise above. And the 8,000 psalms, it's something to me what God gave her a special ability. 8,000 psalms, and she said as many as 12 songs were being developed at the same time in her mind. And she was not able to write them down. She would have to wait till somebody came, and they were processed where someone could write them down then. She wrote the song, Blessed Assurance. And in that song, number 194, you know, the natural sunlight didn't do her any good, but she had still some perfect vision. I look at this song, she says, perfect submission, perfect delight. She's got some visions of rapture. You know what? You've got to have some light to be able to see. She had some light shining in her spiritual vision. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy and whispers of love. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting. Wait a minute, she's blind. Natural sunlight is doing her no good. But she's watching and waiting. Looking above, filled with His goodness, and lost in His love. There is a verse that tells us about this sunlight. Malachi 4 and 2. Unto you that fear my name shall the sun, S-U-N, of righteousness. Light that we need so desperate in a dark world around us. The sun of righteousness arise with healing in His wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. There's another verse that I want to look at in 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians 4 and 6. This verse tells us about God being able to do both. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, we read that in Genesis 1. Hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God was able to take care of the natural light and speak, and it came into existence. He tonight, with wickedness all around us, where sin abounds, grace still much more abounds, He is in control of this spiritual light that I need so much in my life. In Psalms 119, because I need light for direction right now. Psalms 119 and 105. Here's the light. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. It's a light to my path. This isn't the sun that today we can see it and tomorrow it'll be cloudy for several days. This is light that I can have every day. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. It's a light to my path. And while we're in 119, in verse number 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. All I need is His Word to come into my heart. Me allow it an entrance, and it can produce the life that I need. There is another one in Psalms 36 and 9. You know, He never asked me to produce the light on my own. Instead, all I need is what He's providing. 36 and 9, for with Thee is the fountain of life. In Thy light shall we see light. It's all because of Him. I don't have to produce it. Neither do I have to worry about when it's going to run out. It's available for us. In Isaiah, the second chapter, Isaiah 2 and 5. O house of Jacob, come ye, let us walk in the light of the Lord. To me, that is the call for me today. When the world around us will try to draw, when the devil would like to say, where is the light? God's got the light. All I've got to do is let Him shine it in to my heart. The same one that commanded the darkness to shine, and He didn't even use the sun to do it, has the power to dispel darkness that wants to come into my own life. And I am so thankful for it. There's another song. There were several songs that we sang tonight that talked about light. Song number 186, I'm redeemed from the darkness of the night. Yeah. Folks, we got a lot to be thankful for, that we can have light in 2019. But there is another song. This is a testimony of someone. Song number 114. I'd like for us to sing a couple verses. Along a dark and gloomy path, I groped beneath the shades of death. No hope beyond my dying breath, till light from the Savior came. In the light of God, now my soul is singing, all is bright. In the light of God, I'm now in the light of God. My darkness now is passed away. In Jesus all is perfect day, and peace and comfort ever stay, since Christ is my perfect light. In the light of God, now my soul, all is bright. In the light of God, I'm now in the light of God. Oh, Jesus, to my heart so sweet, Thy words are like unto my feet. So you know what? There will be no problem with God running out of light for us, natural or spiritual. But the Bible gives me warnings for myself. I can be the one that keeps the light from coming in. I'd like for us to look at a verse in Matthew 6 and 22. He starts with the 21st verse, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And you know what? That's going to affect the light that is able to come in. It says the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. Thought about that word single. If I'm able to focus, if I'm able to say this is where I want to go. Remember the verse in Colossians says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And then we got something that I need to do. Set your affections on things above. That's having a single eye and not on things of the earth. So I have something to do about this light. I can open up and let it come in, or I can allow darkness to take its place. And this says, but if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? I don't want to have any darkness in my heart. You know what? The devil would love to bring in some. God is in control of light. Does he need light to be able to see who I am? No. His light is for me to be able to see who I am, to be able to allow it to shine in and show me where I am before the Lord. There's a verse in the third chapter of John. John 3 and 19. This is the condemnation. Light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are right, they are wrought in God. You know, we're living in a time where men love darkness rather than light. We're living in a time where men call evil good and good evil. They put light for darkness and darkness for light. We're living in a time where I need the light of God desperately to be able to shine into my heart. You know, Jeremiah was a weeping prophet, considered the weeping prophet. And he would preach to the people, turn around, lest darkness come on you. Lest things turn around for you for the worst. But I want to tell you, right up in the middle of it, Jesus came along with some hope. And I was thinking of the verse in Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Because I am glad for hope tonight in a world that doesn't see much of it. 9th chapter, 2nd verse, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. And here is this light, picture in the 6th verse. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. I don't have to produce the light. All I need to do is open up and let it shine in. The government should be on his shoulder. His name should be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. That means back then and today. Where it seems like evil is getting the upper hand, not so. It doesn't have to come nigh my dwelling. When Egypt is in darkness that can be felt, these folks over here that have been obeying the Lord got light in their dwellings. I am thankful that that's the promise for us today. There is another verse in John, book of John in the 12th chapter. And 35. Jesus said to them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. He that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be called the children of light. I am thankful tonight that light is available to us. You know, it talks about the God of this world has blinded the minds, that they're not able to receive this kind of light that we're talking about. But then it also tells me in Romans 13 and 12 that we can do something about it. Romans, the 13th chapter. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. So that's kind of telling me light is also my protection against the evils around me. Armor is something that is between me and the troubles that come. And the armor that he's talking about right here is, let me put on the armor of light. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. There's also a verse in 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, that tells us what our call is. 1 Peter 2 and 9. Ye are the chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Here's what he wants to do with us. That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know, I thought about when God said, okay, I created the sun and the moon. You know, the sun was the one that gives the light. The moon is only a reflection of it. You know, as we walk in the light, it's not my light. It's only a reflection that comes from Christ. You know, it says he will not give his glory to another. Where I am able to keep myself from sin, it's really not me. It's that light that God has given. All I'm doing is allowing him to be able to bring that light into me. There's something else that he would like for us today. In Matthew, in the 5th chapter. Because just like the moon is a reflection, he would like for us to be a reflection of that light. Ye, 14th verse, ye are the light of the world. In 2019, when there's darkness all around. And he says, now I want you to be the light. Do we get lifted up in it? Nope. No more than the moon can get lifted up, that it's shining. It's only a reflection. And that's what this is. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. You know, sometimes I feel like my light is not much compared to what others can do. But you know what? As it gets darker around us, you'll be amazed at what a small light can do. If in this room right now you just clicked on your cell phone, you would hardly be able to see the light that it gives off. But you turn the lights off here, and you can be guided around with it. All I've got to do is say, okay, Lord, I don't want to be like the one that was given one talent. And he said, because it's not much, I just won't even do anything with it. Instead, Lord, I'll just let the light shine that you have given me. And I'll also open my heart more, Lord, if you can clean out some other areas, if you want to show me. You know, it says, my son, don't despise the chastenings of the Lord. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. You know how he does that? By bringing more light to me and showing me places in my life to make some adjustments. You know what? I need to be thanking God for those times, that he's willing to bring some more light to me. So we have this call, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify me. He never intended it to be that way. After seeing our good works, that they would glorify the Father, which is in heaven. There's another verse that says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. He's the one that gives me light. Whom shall I fear? Psalms 27:1. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Yes.
When the devil wants to crowd us with fears of what the future holds, if it's not global warming, it's what's going to happen to the economy. But let's remember who brought light into existence. And he didn't even need the sun to cause it to continue. He can also bring light to us in a very dark world. There is one more song. This is the light that he wants us all to have. It is song number 470. From death to life, oh, what a thought. Within my soul, what change is wrought. By power divine, no tongue can tell. One thing I know, for me 'tis well. From darkness unto light sublime, through my Redeemer's matchless name, for this he left his home on high, that I should not forever die. Oh, praise the Lord for victory. From death to life he lifted me. By his great love and power divine, eternal life is truly mine. There light and life without an end, into eternity shall blend, and I the Lord of life shall greet, and worship at his blessed feet. Then may I clasp his nail-scarred hands, which broke for me death's awful bands. By his great love, how could it be? From death to life, he lifted me. Oh, praise the Lord for victory. From death to life, he lifted me. By his great love and power divine, eternal life is truly mine. You know, if we're faithful to him and make heaven our home, we won't worry about what the scientists said, that this thing's going to burn out in 5 billion years. Because we understand eternity has no end. And the one that started it out without the need of the sun will be there to lighten it for us. I want to be faithful to the Lord. I want to allow his light to shine into my heart. It has a purpose. It's not because he can't see the darkness that could be there. What he wants me to see is when it's there. And clear it out so I can have that light. I desire your prayers.